President Bush is traveling to Belfast today for a meeting with British Prime Minister Tony Blair, their third summit meeting in the past month. They are expected to review the progress of the war in Iraq and also discuss plans for rebuilding that country and to talk about how it will be governed in a post-Saddam Hussein era. Also on the agenda, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and efforts to forge a power-sharing administration in Northern Ireland. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli joins us from Belfast. Hello, Sylvia.
Hello, Susan.
We've heard all sorts of differences coming out now over what kind of post-war administration there will be in Iraq. Some of those differences are between the Americans and the British themselves. Isn't that true?
Yes, in fact, the Bush administration wants only minimum UN involvement, just delivering humanitarian aid. And the U.S. already has a team in Kuwait, headed by a retired General Jay Gardner, ready to take over as a transition civilian administration. But Tony Blair has pressed President Bush for weeks that the United Nations play a key role in post-war Iraq. He insists on the need for an international legitimacy that they were unable to get before the war. And in recent interviews, Blair stressed that Iraq will be governed by Iraqis, not by Americans or Britons. And the gap between the two positions increased with British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw's proposal for a UN-sponsored conference for Iraqis to choose their leadership, much like the one held in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. There are reports suggesting that the Bush administration wants to set up a civil administration in areas of Iraq under Allied control even before Baghdad falls. How's Mr. Blair reacting to that?
Well, this could be the crux of the problem. Blair could find himself with facts on the ground that make his position very difficult. And on Thursday, Jack Straw said that the Jay Gardner plan was still just a proposal of just one part of the Bush administration, meaning the Pentagon. And Blair's been very vocal on the need for speedy movement on the Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. So despite the good news from the battlefield, there's likely to be a lot of tough talking here in Belfast.
Yes, and there is the Prime Minister, the British Prime Minister, seeing himself as the man who builds bridges between the U.S. and Europe. How successful is he likely to be in easing these tremendous transatlantic tensions?
Well, this is really a key Blair concern. First of all, for domestic reasons, because you remember, Blair went to war with much of his own Labour Party and public opinion opposed. The pro-war numbers have increased sharply, but people rallied mainly around their troops in time of war. And Blair's closeness to the Bush administration is not so popular here. He pledged long ago to be the prime minister who would bring Britain fully into the EU, so he has his own bridges to rebuild with Europe. And several commentators say Britons don't want a Pax Americana in the Middle East, mm-hmm. and Blair may find that the British people are, after the war, will be much more European than before.
Finally, why is this summit taking place in Belfast, Sylvia?
Well, President Bush coming here is seen as payback for Tony Blair at a crucial time in the Northern Ireland peace process. It's 5 years since the Good Friday Agreement was reached, but the Catholic Protestant government plan is stalled. There's hope President Bush will help put pressure on Sinn Féin and the Ulster Unionists to make compromises that will finally lead to implementation of their power-sharing government. And Tony Blair also sees the Northern Ireland process as a blueprint for the Israeli-Palestinian reconciliation.
Thank you very much. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli in Belfast.